The Ecumenical Miracle Rosary consists of three sets of prayers, with each set meditating on five of Jesus' miracles. The first set is called the Miraculous Healings. When praying with a group, the devotion is prayed in two parts. I, Dennis, will be praying the leader part, while Coco will be praying the group part. If praying the devotion alone, an individual would pray both parts. I will also be reading the Bible verses to introduce each miracle. Make sure and bring the scripture story to mind, even if you do not read the verse during your prayer time. We begin with the Nicene Creed. Let's put ourselves in the presence of the Lord.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And the first miraculous healing is Jesus heals the centurion's servant, Luke 7:1-10. When Jesus had finished saying all this in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. There, a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and was about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And the second miraculous healing is a woman touches Jesus' garments. Luke 8:43-48. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but none could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing around you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And the third miraculous healing is Jesus heals the blind man with mud. Mark 8:22-26. They came to Bethesda, and some people brought a blind man, and he begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus said, "Do you see anything?" He looked up. "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, "Don't go into the village." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And the fourth miraculous healing is Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. John 11:17-44. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to him, meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she told him. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and he is looking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And the fifth miraculous healing is Jesus heals 10 men with leprosy. Luke 17:11-21. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And he was going to the village. 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, go, show yourselves to the priests. As they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And we conclude with a Jesus prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me, a sinner.